Can everyone hear me okay? Okay, great. So I'm going to go ahead and get started. Click this thing. There's all kinds of administrative things we have to take care of before we get started. So let me introduce myself. My name is Rich Foman. I'm with BMC Software. I'm just curious, how many people have heard of BMC Software? Okay, good. How many have not heard of BMC Software? Okay, well, hopefully at the end of this presentation you'll know a bit more about BMC Software. There will be a test at the end, I have to advise you. If you pass the test, you'll win a trip to Hawaii, and if you don't, then you won't win a trip to Hawaii. That's kind of the way those tests kind of go. So let me start out with a brief introduction of myself, and then we'll go around the room and each of you can introduce yourself to me, just a 10-minute or so dissertation. So I'm Rich Foman. I'm a product manager with BMC Software. I've been with BMC in the neighborhood of a little over 6 years. I spent my early days with BMC in the storage group. We had a storage organization, a systems management storage-oriented implementation that we did. I now focus on what we used to call Patrols, now called Performance Manager, that product line. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time talking about Patrol or Performance Manager, although I will feature a bit of the product that one of the products that I support today. Before that, I spent most of my career in various infrastructure support roles. I managed a data center for a number of years for a large waste management company, and ultimately ended up at BMC, and I absolutely love what I do now. Product management is the way to go. You certainly don't get those calls at 3 o'clock in the morning because someone didn't buy your product. At least I haven't experienced that, but I guess that could happen sooner or later. But it's much better than running a data center, at least from my perspective. So let's go ahead and get started. I was only kidding about the part about going around the room where you guys introduce yourself. Unless anyone would like to introduce yourselves, I'll just continue on with the presentation then. All right, great. So a bit about the agenda. Is this too loud, by the way? No? Okay. So I'm going to cover a little bit about BMC Software for those of you that haven't heard of BMC before. I'll also cover a little bit of background for those of you that are already familiar with BMC, a little bit more information about what we do and who we are. I'll talk a bit about virtualization and what it's like in the marketplace today from a virtualization perspective. And then I'll talk a bit about an implementation of using some of BMC Software's tools and how you can manage a VMware implementation using some of our tools. And this is more of a guide than it is necessarily a recommendation. But before I go too far, I want to ask you guys a couple of questions just so I can have a perspective on where you are with your VMware implementation. So let me start out with, so who is running ESX 3.0? Show of hands, okay? Who is running ESX 3.0 on 50 or more servers? 40 or more servers? 30 or more servers? 20? Okay, good. 10? Okay. So let me ask this question then. From a total VMware implementation, who has more than 50 ESX hosts in their environment? Okay. So most of you guys are somewhere between 20 or 30 hosts in general. Okay, so, and this won't take much longer, I promise. So how many of you are using other tools to complement Virtual Center? So no one is using anything, no third-party management tools beyond Virtual Center. Okay, so then the next question would be, is Virtual Center satisfying your needs? Raise your hand if the answer is yes. So can I assume that those of you that didn't raise your hand, that Virtual Center is not satisfying your needs, or you just don't feel like raising your hand at 4:45 in the afternoon after you've been to 20 or 30 presentations into the center and everything? Okay. I'm sorry?
At VMworld.
Oh, at VMworld. Okay. All right, well, good. I appreciate you guys responding to those questions. So I'll only spend another 40 minutes talking about BMC Software. Another 4 minutes talking about BMC Software, and then we'll talk a little bit more about virtualization. So we're one of the largest software companies in the world. I'm not going to focus on the revenues or the dollars. The bottom line is that we invest almost half of our revenues back into our business in terms of R&D and rolling out additional products. The interesting part of our financials, though, is we have well over $1 billion in cash in the bank, and we've got no debt at all. But 15,000 customers across the world, that's a lot of customers. And they go across a variety of different types of customer profiles. We cover most of the Fortune 500 and the Global 100, and we go across over 50 countries as described in the slide below. So from a vertical perspective, we play in just about every vertical, or I shouldn't say just about, in every vertical, and we play in a big way. So in most verticals, and we're talking about banks, financial services, and so on, we cover most of the top players in each of those verticals. So those names are up there. I'm not going to go through those. But you can see that we're a major player. We're in well over 90% of the companies that play in the top verticals. So this is one of my favorite slides. This, has everyone seen this before? This is the Gartner maturity model in terms of an IT implementation. I guess there's no kind of laser thing up here, so I'll go downstairs and point around. So I wish I would have made this kind of a build slide, because I wouldn't have wanted to show the 16 to 30%, because I wanted to ask you where you think you fall into this maturity model. But those of you, I'm just curious, does anyone think that they're in service or value level? Look at the verbiage on there, and look at the maturity model and some of the bullet items that are associated with that. So if you're in a service level 3 from your maturity model, you're using IT as a service provider, you're defining services and classes and pricing, you have guaranteed SLAs, you're meeting those SLAs to some degree, you have integrated processes, and you have a proactive capacity management implementation. So who's doing all that today? We got one, two? Okay. Anyone think they're in the value level? Anyone think they can describe what value means? So what does value mean in terms of delivering, if you're an IT service, how do you deliver value to the business? So everyone's rolling out servers, everyone's rolling out applications, databases, and so far. So is that value? Is it enough just to roll out applications? Is that enough to provide value to your business? Boy, it sure is a long way off from my slides here. So who thinks that they're in the chaotic or reactive stage? I meant from your IT organization or from a personal perspective, however you wanted to answer the question. I know one of you back there, the gray-haired gentleman over there with the, the one turning his head, he's definitely in a chaotic stage right now. He's a peer of mine. So I want to talk a little bit about value, and how does BMC view value in terms of how you deliver an IT service? So we have this thing that we call BSM, or Business Service Management. And basically, that's a way to align your IT services with your business services. So what does that mean? Well, let's take an example. So you guys, some of you have said that you're into the, what was that called? You were in the service level, which is one level beyond, just before you hit the value orientation. So you're doing things in a proactive way, you're doing capacity management, and so on. So what does adding value actually mean? So if we walk through a kind of a scenario, let's say we've got a transaction. And this transaction is, let's say, a cash register. And it's just monitoring the activity of a particular cash register. So there's a lot of things that you can derive from this. If you look at your average peaks and valleys, and if you understand the trends of that particular transaction, and you know that cash register is busy during some parts of the day and not busy during others, or perhaps during certain seasons, so you've got this trend analysis, and you're able to determine from this trend analysis by volume of transaction what's going on in this particular cash register. You're able to determine maybe if the volume's high, but it's normally low, that maybe there's a new business trend that's going to happen, or maybe volume's low when trend is high. Well, what can that imply? Can that imply maybe there's a hardware problem? Or it can imply perhaps that maybe you've got someone new working the cash register? Or even worse, maybe you've got some pilfering going on at the particular cash register. That's the kind of value that I'm talking about. Being able to take IT metrics and merge those or integrate those with the business to be able to make some business-like determinations leveraging your IT type of infrastructure. So it's more than just delivering services in terms of here's your application, here's your database, here's your transaction. It's beyond that. So when we talk about business management, BMC takes this very seriously, and we've aligned our business practices or our organizations around what we call RTVs, or routes to value. These routes to value are basically ITIL type of services that are organized, or we organize our products based on those RTVs. So my product that I'm talking about today is part of the infrastructure and application management. But you can see we have most of the types of ITIL type services up there, like serverless level management, incident and problem management, identity management or security, capacity management and provisioning. These are all ways to deliver the value-oriented type of solutions that your perhaps your business customers are looking for. At the bottom, we have something called Atrium. So individually, these are siloed. And delivering these services in a siloed implementation is not going to make it. So you've got to deliver it in an integrated fashion. What we've delivered, the way we do that is via what we call Atrium. And that's basically a plumbing that links these RTVs together to allow us to deliver an integrated solution. So it allows you to do some derivative type of thing. So for example, when I have a problem in my infrastructure and I leverage some BMC tools to perhaps generate an event when I exceed a particular threshold, for example, maybe I dynamically cut a trouble ticket. I can leverage that ATM plumbing to leverage some of the other tools that I have to dynamically open that trouble ticket. And then I can start looking at trends from a trouble perspective, and I can link that perhaps to my asset management database and my change management database. And bringing all these integrated solutions together allow you to deliver some level of business service management. So this is one of my favorite slides. I cannot lay claim to building this slide, but it's a great build, and I just want to walk through it with you. I'm going to cheat. I have to look at my notes. Sorry about that. Okay. So this is the data center of today. And if we talk about the first level, we're talking about standardization. And when we talk about standardization, we're talking about replacing the old infrastructure, the old hard, the iron, the old big servers, and so on, with more standardized type of implementations. Intel-based, perhaps, maybe blade servers, maybe racks, different types of implementation. So as you move up, now we're talking about virtualization. So we're taking, and obviously this isn't new to the folks in this room, because obviously you've already implemented some level of virtualization being at the VMware conference, but you're virtualizing your infrastructure, making it less hardware intensive and making it more virtualized in terms of how you deliver your services. So next is ITIL. We talked a little bit about ITIL and the services and products that you deliver as an IT management organization. So we talked about things like capacity planning, problem management, change management, and so on. And as you move up the stack, then you go to outsourcing. So from an outsourcing perspective, so data centers, at one time, it was kind of in vogue to outsource your entire data center. And then we moved the other direction. We moved the whole data center back to central management, back to the business. So where it's at today is outsourcing is being more selective, and companies are doing outsourcing more at the commodity level. Things that are not key to the business of driving IT are being outsourced. Some things like help desk, perhaps, or some hardware deployment, perhaps, can be outsourced. So instead of outsourcing the entire organization, they're outsourcing selectively. So then as you move up the stack, then you've got SOA web services, and again, to some degree, that's a collection, it's a virtualized collection of services from a business perspective. And basically what we're trying to do here is show how the new data center is coming together. So let's talk about how the data center situation is today. You got two very opposing type of issues that you're facing with today. One is the fact that average server utilization is very poor. 10 to 15% average server utilization today, 85% average idle time. But at the same time, electricity costs are going up, real estate costs are going up, floor space is getting to be more of a premium. So you're adding more hardware, you're adding more administrative costs, you're adding more floor space considerations, more cooling costs. At the same time, all these costs are going up, but your utilization rates are staying flat or going down, and you're not able to improve that. So what's the answer? Virtualization. That's why you're all here, right? The fact is that 95% of data centers are planning on or executing on some virtualization strategy. You all are here because you're executing on a virtualization strategy. Some of you are implementing virtualization proactively. Others are implementing it reactively because your CTO or your business is forcing you to do that as a means to drive down costs. So let's talk about what's driving virtualization. So we could talk about provide failover, and we can talk about scale out dynamically from overutilized servers to multiple servers. But really, the bottom line is you're here to save money. The reason why you're adopting you're doing server consolidation is so that you can save money. You reduce the floor space issues, consolidate servers, reduce administration, and ultimately reduce things like utility costs and so on. So basically, now we're talking about server virtualization, which has been around for years, by the way. Those of you that are not as old as me probably don't recall the days of the mainframe, where they had an implementation called VM. So virtualization and virtual machines have been around for a long time. But now it's coming into the limelight, it's being introduced into the, or beyond introduced, it's being implemented in production and leveraged as a means to improve and optimize the business environment. So what we're talking about here is some of the disciplines that are involved in managing a virtualized environment. And these are not much different than your typical data center type of management issues. You've got to have tools to be able to do discovery, capacity management, asset management, all the tools that are needed to manage a typical type of environment. And you've got to do that in a proactive manner. So that brings me to BMC's virtualization strategy. So we play in a lot of spaces. I'm going to be focusing on the bottom half of that today. So I'll be talking about our performance manager solutions and how those can help you manage a VMware implementation from a monitoring and management perspective. Do you feel any excitement so far? You can shake your head yes. You're all feeling excited right now? I know I am. Oh, this is being recorded, isn't it? Okay. All right. So, customer problem. Everybody, I shouldn't say everybody, some folks, certainly at the management level, think, well, you just buy VMware, you implement it, and you have all this consolidation that happens, suddenly your utilization goes up, your administration costs go down, your floor space issues go away, and the world is safe. But you guys are in here because you know that's not true. Because you know there's a lot of management issues associated with any new implementation, certainly on the virtualization side. So virtualization introduces some new issues, things like multiple layers of complexity, as if you didn't have enough layers of complexity in your IT environment today. So how do you deal with the physical versus logical? How do you deal with all these VMs flying around now, those of you that are using vMotion or the DRS pool implementations? How do you understand what's available, what am I using, and the relationship between what's available and what I'm using? And then I've got these multiple management interfaces. So most of you in here, I think all of you, are using Virtual Center, but you probably also have some other systems management tools, and perhaps you'd like to manage from one single point of control or one single console. So what I'm going to be talking about is this product that we call BMC Performance Manager for Virtual Servers, which basically goes out and discovers all of the different componentry associated with your VMware implementation. It'll discover your ESX hosts, it'll discover your VMs, and more importantly, it'll map the relationships between those VMs, those ESX hosts, and how they fit into perhaps a cluster implementation or a resource pool. And you can also see how you can manage performance, availability, and capacity from one single point of control. So the interesting part about this implementation is it does not require you to land anything on the physical host or the VMs itself. It mines all the data from the Virtual Center API, and we support VC 1.x as well as 2.x, which implies that we support ESX 2.x and 3.x. And basically, it mines the data through the Virtual Center API and presents that back through our console. So this is the type of data that you'll see when you leverage our tool. We provide availability, as I mentioned, capacity, performance, and so on. This is the availability view, and you can see it all the way through the stack. Now, this is a ESX 2.0 implementation, so you're not seeing clusters and resource pools here. So we do monitor at that level as well. But what you can see here is we're providing status, as VMware presents it, at the ESX host level, at the VM level, and even from a connectivity perspective back to the Virtual Center host. So this is a physical host view, your ESX server. So you're looking at things like CPU utilization, memory utilization, disk I.O., I'm not showing it in this view, network I.O., as well as some of the host attributes. So what are the things you can do here? It's not just CPU utilization, but it's the relationship back to your VM. So I can very easily track high CPU utilization and be able to take some action accordingly, because I'll know what the utilization is back down at the VM level as well. And I'll show you those views as well. So this is the virtual machine view. Again, same type of information. You're looking at CPU utilization, memory, network I.O., and the attributes of that particular virtual machine. But when you look at the tree off to the left, you can see the relationships pretty easily. So you can see on top, there's your ESX host, and here's all the virtual machines running on that, and you can drill into the detail that I show here very easily by just clicking on one of the items on the left. And you can expand your view to show the resource, the availability, or the capacity utilization at any of those levels. So we talked about CPU utilization and being able to understand resource allocation between the VMs and the physical host. So what I'm showing here is the relationship between them. The blue line is the actual physical ESX host, and these are a couple of the VMs that are running on there, so I can very quickly see where my resource consumption is coming from. So I sometimes get the question from my customer base, well, why do I need your tool if I have Virtual Center? I mean, to be perfectly honest, our tool is another representation of Virtual Center. We're getting all of our data out of Virtual Center, and then we present it back to you. So if you've got a small implementation or you don't need any third-party management tools, we're probably not the right fit for you. But if you are looking for an implementation where you can manage not just your Virtual Center implementation, but also your whole entire infrastructure for one single point of control in one console, this may be a good alternative for you to consider. So the point of this slide is basically to show you that we can show the representation very quickly between the physical and the logical. So one thing that you don't get from Virtual Center is more mature reporting. So what we're showing here on the left is an enterprise asset report. So we'll discover all the ESX hosts in your environment and then give you a report that shows all the resource allocation for those ESX hosts, the VMs that are associated with those ESX hosts, as well as the attributes of each of those VMs. And then on the right is a CPU utilization report and can quickly identify which of those ESX hosts are most used in your environment. And from there, you can drill down and discover which of the VMs are leveraging or using most of those CPU resources. So, as I mentioned earlier, so I have Virtual Center. Why would I want to buy Performance Manager, or why would I want to invest in this technology? Again, what I mentioned earlier, if you're interested in consolidating your systems management from one single point of control, one single pane of glass, then we've got tools that allow you to manage a DOS, not just the virtual OS, but also the physical OS or the guest OS, as well as applications, databases, middleware, all the components of your infrastructure for one single point of control. So I'm not suggesting that we're competitive with Virtual Center. We're complementary in terms of the types of views that we can present. We talked about things like the reports that I can show. And some of the features will allow us to take some dynamic actions based upon what's going on from an application perspective. So if you're planning on implementing Performance Manager, you want two different monitoring perspectives. You want to look at it from a physical hardware perspective as well as from a virtual machine perspective. So let's talk a little bit about that. So as I mentioned, you have the opportunity to mine all this data and monitor this environment without having to deploy agents down at the physical or the logical host or the VMs. So we have two different implementations as well as Performance Manager. One is agent-based and one is agentless. In either implementation, it does not require, at least in a Virtual Center, VMware implementation, does not require you to land an agent on any of the physical hosts. So if you're monitoring from a physical perspective, who monitors hardware today? Does anybody monitor hardware in your environment? A couple people? So I'm curious, do you use the hardware vendors' tools to monitor that hardware? Do you use third party, mostly the hardware vendors? No? What do you use?
We use a third party tool called
Smart. Okay. From EMC? I've heard of that company. So I'm not offering this as a competitive analysis. I just at least want to make sure that you're monitoring at the hardware level as well from a physical perspective. So we offer a tool called Hardware Sentry that allows you to monitor hardware also. We monitor the disk performance, the disk I.O., as well as the physical componentry of the disk infrastructure, along with we monitor the components of the server as well, so including things like processors, memory, and so on. And then if you want to monitor the native OS, we have tools that allow you to leverage that tool. So we will monitor things like the Linux implementation on the ESX host and all the attributes associated with that ESX implementation. And then at the VM level, we'll give you the VMware perspective in terms of, like I mentioned, the availability, performance, and reporting associated with those particular levels. So at the guest OS, what do you want to monitor? There's two perspectives here as well. You'll want to monitor from a VMware perspective. You want to understand how that VM is performing from an availability and performance perspective related to VMware. And then you'll also want to monitor from a native OS perspective, and you'll want to see that in one single pane of glass. So there are things like processes, I want to monitor file systems, I want to monitor logs, all the native OS type monitoring that can be leveraged using our tools. And then finally, there's more to just monitoring the OS and the infrastructure of the server. You need to start monitoring the applications, the middleware, and so on. So you want to monitor databases, and we offer solutions, again, from a single pane of glass that allow you to manage the databases, the middleware, the web servers, and so on. So where do we go from here? We've talked about being able to monitor and do some level of management. So the types of things that we want to offer going forward are things like mapping CPU usage and being able to map that usage at a process level so you can do some level of chargeback. Excuse me. We want to be able to do things like context-sensitive active management. So, for example, I'm leveraging the BMC tool. I see there's an event or an alert at a particular VM. Let's say my CPU utilization is too high, and for whatever reason, vMotion didn't move it, or my DRS pool didn't take any action. So I want to dynamically launch into the Virtual Center environment or the Virtual Center console and maybe make a dynamic change there. So those are the types of things that we're building into the tools to allow you to seamlessly go between Virtual Center and the BMC tool. So from an executive summary perspective, and I'm well ahead of time here, BMC's bottom line message here is virtualization is very key from a BMC perspective. It's obviously key to a large part of our customer base. We're committed to making and investing in virtualization technologies and across not just VMware, but across other virtualization technologies, and being able to bring that to you in a single view or a single point of control. And we feel like we're leading the virtualization space in terms of third-party management tools and integrating them into our management solutions. So this is my last slide. I guess we went a little faster than I expected. So what kind of questions do you guys have? Yes, sir?
In terms of licensing costs, how does the performance manager for physical servers relate to performance manager for virtual?
So all of our the performance manager licensing is based on the physical capacity of the box. So it doesn't matter how many VMs you run. It's based on the number of CPUs in the box, period. So if you run 10 virtual machines or one virtual machine, we still license our products based on the physical capacity of the box. Other questions?
How do your products support a chargeback model?
Yeah, so today we can give you information at the VM level, but most customers want it at the application level, right? So that was one of the future things is we have to be able to break down that data at the process level or service level and be able to associate utilization at that level. We're not there yet. It's on our roadmap, but we'll get there. Other questions? Trip to Hawaii. Yes, sir. Oh, you were raising your hand for the trip to Hawaii? Whoever plays this tape back can have a lot of questions, I'm sure. I'm sorry? Who said that?
They will ask who wants a trip to Hawaii.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sure they will. Any other questions, guys? All right, well, I appreciate your time. You get half of your day back now, or an extra 15 minutes or so. And I will see you at the show in probably another 45 minutes or so. Thank you very much.
Thank you.